This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, we are facing the situation of this pandemic now 2 years going. In many countries, there are laws in place to restrict movement of people in order to restrict the spread and prevent the spread of this virus. It is incumbent and fard on the Muslims to follow these laws, because these laws refer to and they relate to the preservation of human life, which is the fundamental principle in Islam after Tawheed, after not joining partners with Allah. The most important principle is the preservation of human life. That's why suicide is haram. That's why murder is the worst crime that anybody can commit. Preservation of human life is so important that even things which were normally haram become halal if it is required for preserving of human life. Rasulullah ﷺ used to make the muezzin announce when there was heavy rain. He would announce, and in the place of in the adhan, in the place of hayya al-salah, the muezzin would say, "Sallu fi buyutikum," pray in your homes. The masjid is closed, but don't come to the masjid. So pray in your home. "Sallu fi buyutikum." This used to be announced, and Rasulullah ﷺ did that for even for heavy rain. As far as plagues and pandemics is concerned, we know the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he is reported to have said that if a person in a place where there is a pandemic, where there is an epidemic, if a person secludes themselves in their home, believing that whatever happens to them will happen only by the will of Allah, so they are not secluding themselves in their home because they are afraid of death or anything, but for safety of themselves and others, if a person secludes himself or herself in their home, they don't leave their home, and when the plague is passed, these people are well, they have not been affected by the plague, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still give them the reward of a martyr, give them the reward of shaheed. As far as Eid is concerned, therefore my request to you is, follow the law of the land. Wherever you are living, whatever is the law, follow that law. Don't insist on congregating, don't insist on going to the Eidgah, don't insist on going to the masjid. It is not required in Islam. Your Eid Salah is valid in your own home, even if you pray alone. And if you pray with, if you have a family, you pray with your family, your Eid Salah is valid. Just do the Eid Salah with the extra takbirat. The method is in different videos. Follow that, whichever madhab you are following. Pray Eid Salah in your home. Do not go to the masjid, do not go to the Eidgah, don't insist. In your country, if this is permitted, no problem. But if it's not permitted, follow the law of the land. Please understand that by our actions, it is our responsibility to make sure that no bad name comes to Islam and that we do not endanger anybody else. If we are doing that, then we are not only breaking the law of the land, which is haram in Islam, but we will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you and I will have to answer to Allah why we insisted on doing things which brought blame and bad name on Islam. Please don't put yourself in that situation. I wish you all Eid Mubarak. Safety first. Celebrate Eid in safety. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum.